Matteo Pio is raised to life by Padre Pio. This is the miracle that was recognized as part of Padre Pio's canonization process. It was the second miracle they required. Hello friends of Following Padre Pio. On this channel, we have a series of short stories on the life of our great saint, Padre Pio. He was a Capuchin friar, a mystic, and a miracle worker. And do stay tuned so that you can see how Padre Pio can help you, what he can do for you or for your family. We encourage you to be part of our Padre Pio apostolate by liking the video and sharing the video with your friends and colleagues. Now, our story begins with an interview on ACI channel. It's a digital channel. And here, Matteo spoke about his cure. And he compared it to the episode in the Gospel where Jesus raised Lazarus to life. Now, in this interview, Matteo relates and he says, "I did not feel well on that day. I told my mother that I did not want to go to school. But she insisted. She obliged him to go because at that stage he really didn't like going to school much. That same night, when my mother came to wish me good night," he says, "I could not recognize her. And I was then rushed immediately to hospital." And that's how Matteo recalls it on that interview. Now, Matteo Pio Colella was born in San Giovanni Rotondo. It's a town where Padre Pio was. And it was on December 1992. His parents were healthy, Maria Lucia and Antonio Colella. When Matteo reached 7 years of age, he developed these symptoms similar to of a very severe flu. He was feeling terrible. He had a very high fever. He had a headache. And the following day, when his mother came into his room, she was absolutely startled because Matteo's gaze was just so vague. And she grew even more worried when she realized that Matteo could not even recognize her. Something was going on. Well, Matteo's father, her husband, of course, was a medical doctor. And he said, "No, don't worry about this." He thought nothing of it. It's nothing to be worried about. And later on, when Matteo was examined by a pediatrician friend in the hospital, he came to the same conclusion, nothing to worry about. However, the mother's instinct, her maternal instinct, had now kicked in, and she felt unsettled about this. She thought something was wrong. She was concerned. So she kept a close eye on her son. And then later on, when she was leaning over her son to kiss him goodnight, she noticed on the collar of his pajamas some red marks, a rash. And she examined, and this rash ran down the throat and onto the chest of Matteo. So she immediately called her husband to come and examine. He was a doctor. And when he noticed this, the alarm bells went off. Possibly meningitis. So this was on January the 20th in 2000. And at this point, Matteo was just 7 years of age. He was rushed to hospital, and there, to prove or to disprove it, they had to perform a lumbar punch. And the results came back of the lumbar punch, and he had bacterial meningitis. It had already affected the kidneys and the respiratory system, and also the blood clotting, the coagulation. All of this was already affected. Matteo was immediately admitted into the emergency section of the hospital, the Casa Solevio, which was a hospital founded by Padre Pio. And the following day, Matteo, they said, went into a coma. And thereafter, his health just plummeted downward. Not long thereafter, the doctors actually gave up hope with Matteo. They said, "Now he's a lost cause, he cannot recover. They expected him to die shortly. Well, his mother was not going to give up so easily. He was now in a critical condition. So she went over to the tomb of Padre Pio, and there she prayed and she pleaded with Padre Pio for the cure of her son. And against all hope, she continued pleading, "Padre Pio, please intercede for my son." She prayed incessantly, without ceasing. And then on that Saturday, the 28th of January, she obtained special permission to go and pray there by his cell. That was the room where Padre Pio had stayed. And when she was praying there, she noticed something quite strange. She had the sense that Padre Pio was there, present, in a very strong way. As if he were demonstrating to her, he was now protecting her and interceding as well. And then the following day, you can see how relentless his parents were. They now had a meeting with the Friar Modestino, Brother Modestino. He was a fellow countryman of theirs. He was also the monastery's doorkeeper. He was a spiritual child of Padre Pio, good family friends, and he had known Padre Pio well. And they spoke to Friar Modestino, and they asked him for his prayers too. And it is said, there was a rumor, that Friar Modestino's prayers, somehow Padre Pio was at his side and would always hear his prayers and supplications. It was like he had the hotline to Padre Pio in the monastery. Well, Brother Modestino, in his usual way, have faith, do not be opposed to God's ways, but pray. It was his advice. And then he addressed Jesus and saying, Lord, our Lord, restore your son. And then he turned to the couple saying, you must just continue to pray. Do not rebel against God's wishes. On my part, I will offer my life and my sufferings for Matteo Pio. And then he took a crucifix, which Padre Pio used to use, and he asked Maria and Antonio, please kneel down or bow their heads, and he blessed them, saying, we pray for Matteo, Padre Pio. Make this miracle the miracle for your canonization. You need a miracle to be acclaimed a saint. So help Matteo, and thereby climb to the saint's altars with him. That was his prayer. And we're going to see now how this actually came true. And then he turned to the parents of Matteo, saying, these are my thoughts. Matteo will be cured, and Padre Pio will be raised to the altars. So we can see it's almost prophetic, as we'll see shortly. Raised to the altars, of course, means being canonized. And then Brother Modestino said his goodbyes to the couple. And Matteo, of course, was now still in a coma. But he was able to remember some things from within the coma. And he recalls, I saw Padre Pio on my right-hand side, and I saw three angels there on the left-hand side. And he describes the angels. He says, one had golden wings and a white tunic, and the others had white wings and a red tunic. Sounds very beautiful. And then Padre Pio, who was standing on the right, told me, do not be worried. You will be cured soon. So this is while he's still in a coma, unconscious, Padre Pio is revealing this to him. The truth is, my cure would have required resurrection exactly like Lazarus. And this is how it happened. Because when the doctors considered that Matteo was now clinically dead, so his brain was no longer functioning, medically brain dead, at that point, he miraculously came back to life. And Matteo says, to me, Padre Pio, he's like a grandfather, a person I can talk to and I can really count on in difficulties. So that is beautiful. We can look at Padre Pio exactly like that. Kind of our grandfather. We're struggling with something. Please help me in some way. We can count on him too. And Matteo, of course, after all of this, he now demonstrates an especial appreciation to Padre Pio for having saved his life. He says, I always think that I have received an enormous grace for which I need to be grateful. And nowadays, when Matteo speaks to someone, if this person does not believe in God, then he says, well, I'm alive, and for science, this is totally inexplicable. So there's got to be another explanation, which we just cannot understand, which, of course, is pointing towards God. So if you like these videos, then please do continue watching and also help us with our apostolate. And you can do this by liking the video, share the video with your friends and colleagues as well. If you aren't subscribed, do subscribe, click that reminder bell. And if you'd like to see a list of all of our videos, then how you do that is you can click on the icon of Padre Pio just below the video on the left-hand side. That's my right-hand side, your left-hand side. Click on that icon. It will take you through to our channel videos, to all of the videos, to a list of them.